There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, it's Eric, welcoming you back to another relaxing episode of Listen to Sleep. I know I'm starting to sound like a broken record about this, but we've been continuing to get lots of rain here in Northern California, and I just love it. It's also about the time of year when the first of the spring wildflowers start to arrive, and there are little purple shooting stars popping up everywhere. It's just gorgeous. Tonight, I've created another original bedtime story for you that you'll only find here on Listen to Sleep. In it, we'll journey to a realm governed by the whispers of nature, where Serafina, a timeless fairy, meets Jamie, a young journeyer seeking their authentic self. They unite within a secluded grove, embarking on a journey filled with magic, transformation, and the quest for a sanctuary where everyone can freely express their truest essence. Together, they explore the mysteries of this enchanted haven, crafting new magic to provide refuge and understanding to all who are drawn to its embrace. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can get access to over 400 premium episodes with just the stories and meditations, no ads or introductions. All you have to do is click the Support Listen to Sleep button at listentosleep.com. And while you're there, don't forget to join my email list, because I'll send you a few great gifts when you do. There's a link in the show notes. Let's take a deep breath. In and out. Just letting go of the day, feeling the weight of gravity pulling you deep down into the mattress. And another deep breath in. And out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time. Quiet time. And one last deep breath in with me. And out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that's okay. Just let yourself drift off. The Enchanted Grove of Self-Discovery. Nestled in a realm where the gentle whispers of nature commanded the vast chorus of the universe, there was a hidden grove, a sanctuary where time's relentless march seemed to pause and bow to the rhythm of the natural world. This secluded haven, cloaked in dappled light, moving shadows, and lush mystery, welcomed anyone in search of its concealed truths. Guarding this sacred space was Seraphina, a fairy as timeless as the grove itself, her essence deeply fused with the ancient woods she protected. Seraphina's presence suffused every corner of the grove, her spirit a gentle yet commanding force that nurtured the land and all who sought refuge under its boughs. Her hair, shimmering like streams of moonlight, framed a visage etched with the wisdom of eons, and her eyes, deep wells of light, offered glimpses into tales as old as time. More than a guardian, Seraphina was the very soul of the grove. Her life intertwined with its magic, guiding her to become the protector of not just the land, but also the souls drawn to its embrace. Among those called to the grove was Jamie, driven by a courage and yearning that set them apart in a world that often valued conformity most of all. Their quest for a place where authenticity was not just accepted, but celebrated, led them to Seraphina's realm. A pilgrimage fueled by resilience and the pursuit of true self-expression. Jamie's journey, sparked by a whisper of magic that resonated with their deepest dreams, was their search for a sanctuary where they could live freely, unbound by societal constraints. Guided by an unspoken call, Jamie's path through shadowed valleys and across vast open meadows would become a series of mysterious steps leading to understanding and acceptance. It was in the quiet corners of their heart that the grove's magic first beckoned, promising a haven where Jamie's spirit could flourish. As evening's golden light caressed the grove, Jamie found themselves at the edge of a clearing, within which stood Seraphina's sanctuary, a place of beauty and magic that seemed both a part of the natural world and a marvel of intricate enchantment. The sanctuary, embraced by climbing vines and bathed in a soft, ethereal glow, awaited Jamie's arrival, its door swinging open as if in welcome. Inside, Serafina awaited, her figure haloed in the dappled light streaming through the stained glass windows that painted the air with forest hues. Their eyes met, and Jamie felt an immediate sense of recognition and understanding from the grove's guardian. "I have been expecting you, Jamie," Serafina's voice, harmonious with the grove's melody, enveloped Jamie in warmth. "Your journey has been fraught with challenges, yet here you stand, at the heart of the grove, ready to embrace your truest self." Jamie, moved by Serafina's acceptance and the profound sense of belonging that had enveloped them, felt their doubt and uncertainties dissolve. In the presence of the grove's ancient guardian, a deep connection to the land's magic stirred within Jamie, a magic that echoed their own quest for authenticity. Serafina, extending a hand, offered Jamie a small, luminous seed. "As this seed thrives in the sacred soil of the grove, so too will your spirit discover its strength and purpose," she explained, her words imbuing Jamie with a newfound sense of destiny. In that moment, with the seed's light merging into their very being, Jamie understood that their arrival was not by chance, but by a shared destiny, a weaving of magic and spirit between seeker and guardian. This meeting marked the dawn of a profound alliance, a journey they would undertake together to unravel the grove's mysteries, learn from each other, and cultivate a sanctuary for all souls seeking to discover their true selves. Serafina, moved by Jamie's pure-hearted quest, resolved to bring the grove a new magic, a spell to reflect the essence of the spirit, allowing every soul to shine without fear. As dawn broke, casting a rejuvenating light across the grove, Serafina channeled the morning's vitality into her incantation. Words of ancient power, intertwined with the life force of the grove, laid the foundation for a transformation that would touch all who entered. Jamie, stepping into the grove under the spell's tender embrace, felt the promise of discovery and understanding envelop them. The grove, accepting and serene, whispered of acceptance and deep connections to be forged. In the heart of this magical domain, Jamie's reflection in the crystal-clear waters of the stream revealed the first delicate threads of transformation. A visage that resonated with their innermost self. Overwhelmed by a sense of belonging, Jamie realized they had found a rare treasure, a place where their true self could shine unobstructed. As the day unfolded, revealing the spell's expansive reach, the grove became a canvas for personal revelations and introspections. Serafina, watching from her sanctuary, felt the profound impact of her creation, recognizing the fullness of the intricate journey of self-discovery each soul embarked on. The spell, woven from love and hope, had unlocked doors to the heart's uncharted territories. Together, in the twilight's embrace, Serafina and Jamie shared a moment of deep connection, standing on the brink of a new chapter. Their journey forward, intertwined with the grove's magic, promised a future of exploration, understanding, and the creation of a haven where every soul could navigate the infinite landscape of their being, guided by the gentle touch of their own truth. As dawn's light caressed the grove, a new vibrancy awakened within its bounds. It was as if the world inside had been reborn. Serafina, having woven her intentions with the fabric of the grove overnight, greeted the morning with a quiet anticipation. Jamie, too, emerged from a night of serene contemplation, their soul more attuned to the subtle shifts in the grove's essence. The grove itself seemed to awaken alongside its inhabitants, its air fresher, its colors more vibrant. Each leaf and petal shimmered with a dewy glow, as if acknowledging the new magic coursing through its veins. This was a sanctuary transformed, yet still familiar, a reflection of the continuous journey of growth and discovery. Jamie and Serafina, meeting beneath the ancient oak, shared a moment of silent understanding. The spell cast by Serafina had indeed created a new world of possibility, but its threads extended in directions they had yet to fully comprehend. "Serafina," Jamie began, their voice a harmonious blend of gratitude and concern, "the magic you've created has brought me closer to understanding my true essence than I ever thought possible. Yet, I sense the grove now holds a new depth we must navigate with care." Serafina, her gaze reflecting the wisdom of ages, acknowledged Jamie's words with a gentle nod. "The journey to one's essence is a path as unique as the stars above. Our spell, in its desire to aid, must not become a force that overwhelms. It is a guide, not a decree. Together, they wandered the grove's paths, observing the myriad reactions of its new visitors. Laughter and light-hearted conversations had filled the air, mingling with moments of quiet reflection. Each individual interacted with the grove's magic in their own way, painting a vivid picture of personal journeys intersecting with the universal quest for understanding. Jamie found themselves drawn to those pondering their reflections by the water's edge. With each story shared, Jamie offered a piece of their own journey, yielding to the power of vulnerability and connection. These exchanges, so simple yet profound, became the grove's new heartbeat, a rhythm of shared humanity. Serafina watched as Jamie moved among the grove's visitors, their presence a calming force. It was clear that the spell needed refinement, a way to honor the individual pace and process of each seeker. The magic of the grove was a living entity, responsive to the collective heart of its inhabitants. As the day unfolded, a vision for the grove's future began to crystallize. The spell would not be undone, for it had opened doors to many, offering glimpses of inner truths long obscured. Instead, it would be reshaped, its essence fine-tuned to act as a gentle invitation to explore rather than an impetus for immediate transformation. Gathering everyone in the grove under the evening sky, Serafina shared her intentions. With Jamie by her side, she spoke of a magic that respected each individual's journey, a spell that offered guidance and support without predetermining the destination. The community agreed. So under the canopy of stars, Serafina and Jamie, drawing on the collective will and wisdom of the grove, wove a new spell. This enchantment, subtle yet profound, offered itself as a companion to those who sought its wisdom. It was a promise of guidance, of possibilities unfolding at the pace of the seeker's living truth. The grove, now enveloped in the gentle embrace of night, settled into a peaceful quiet. The magic, a soft murmur, promised support and understanding. Jamie and Serafina, their bond deepened by the day's revelations, looked toward the horizon with a renewed sense of purpose. They knew the path ahead would be one of continuous learning and adaptation. The grove, with its newly refined magic, stood ready to welcome all who sought its embrace, a sanctuary where the journey to self was honored in all its complexity and beauty. In this place of gentle transformations, the magic of self-discovery bloomed anew with the enduring power of compassion, the richness of individual journeys, and the timeless quest for a place where every soul could find its reflection, gently guided by the light of their own truth. With the new day, the air was alive with the whispers of change. As the community navigated the nuanced magic that now pulsed beneath the moss and bark. The enchantment, previously an overwhelming surge promoting instant change, had evolved into a subtle guide. Its presence felt as a gentle undercurrent that encouraged exploration without urgency. The grove, in this new light, became more a sanctuary for contemplation, a space where the journey inward was as valued as the outward expression of oneself. As the community interacted with this refined magic, it became evident that the grove offered a mirror to the many ways in which we seek understanding and acceptance. Some approached the magic with bold strides, eager to explore the depths of their identity, while others took more tentative steps, savoring the journey at their own pace. Jamie found himself in the role of both guide and companion, sharing in the laughter and tears of those who sought the grove's wisdom. Through their interactions, they cultivated a garden of stories, each encounter planting seeds of empathy and connection. Serafina, meanwhile, delved deeper into the essence of the grove's enchantment, her spells now crafted with a focus on nurturing each individual's connection to their inner landscape. Every charm and incantation became a tile in the vibrant mosaic of the grove's magic, designed to illuminate rather than lead. The seasons shifted, painting the grove in ever-changing hues. The cycle of growth and renewal mirrored the personal transformations unfolding within its embrace. Stories of the grove's magic reached far beyond the forest, drawing new seekers from distant lands, each one drawn by the promise of a space where they could embark on a journey of self-discovery that was uniquely theirs. However, the grove's growing renown also attracted the gaze of those who viewed its magic with skepticism. Voices of doubt and judgment whispered at the edges of the community, challenging the validity of the transformations witnessed within the grove. Jamie and Serafina, steadfast in their vision, opened the grove to those who doubted, inviting them to witness the magic firsthand. Through dialogues and shared experiences, they bridged worlds, turning skepticism into understanding and, in some cases, admiration. The challenges faced by the grove did not dampen its spirit. Rather, they enriched the community, adding layers of complexity and resilience. The grove's magic, now a fabric woven from the diverse threads of its inhabitants' lives, became a reflection of life itself, multifaceted, dynamic, and beautifully complex. In this environment of mutual growth and understanding, the community flourished. Workshops, gatherings, and celebrations became the heartbeat of the grove, each event a celebration of the journey to authenticity and acceptance. Jamie and Serafina, through their dedication and wisdom, had nurtured a space where the magic of self-discovery was entwined with the power of community. They had created a sanctuary, not just of transformation, but of belonging, where everyone could find solace and strength in the shared journey of becoming. As night fell, covering the grove in a cloak of stars, Jamie and Serafina walked the paths they had helped to shape, their hearts full. They had witnessed the grove evolve into a place where the magic of becoming was a journey shared, a space where every individual, regardless of their path, was welcomed into the embrace of a community united in its diversity and strength. As the grove embraced the cycle of seasons, displaying an ever-changing canvas of colors and life, Jamie and Serafina found themselves navigating the delicate balance between growth and equanimity. The grove, now a vast collection of individual journeys melding with the natural world, presented a new chapter of discovery each day. The balance was not merely about maintaining peace within the grove, but about fostering an environment where each visitor could find their own rhythm and voice amidst the chorus of nature and magic. The grove had become a crucible for transformation, its essence embodying the many paths to self-awareness and expression. Jamie, with their natural ability to connect and empathize, became a linchpin in the grove's community. They listened, shared, and guided, their presence a comforting constant on the winding paths of personal discovery. Each interaction was an opportunity to affirm the grove's ethos of acceptance and exploration, reinforcing the idea that every journey, no matter how meandering, had its place within the grove. Serafina, meanwhile, continued to refine the grove's magic, drawing on her deep reserves of knowledge, curiosity, and intuition. She crafted spells and enchantments, illuminating the underbrush of doubt and fear to reveal the beauty of inner strength and courage. Her magic was no longer a force, but a companion, walking alongside those who ventured into the grove's depths. Yet, with the grove's growing influence, came new challenges. The influx of seekers from distant lands brought diverse expectations and beliefs. Jamie and Serafina, aware of the delicate balance they had cultivated, welcomed these new voices, seeing in them the potential for deeper understanding and connection. They initiated dialogues, fostering an exchange of ideas and experiences that enriched the grove's community. These conversations, held under the canopy of ancient trees or beside the murmuring waters of the stream, became the foundation for a collective wisdom. Jamie and Serafina, standing at the heart of this ever-expanding community, found themselves not just as guardians, but as participants in a shared journey of discovery. They had created a space where the boundaries between magic and nature, self and other, blurred into one harmonious whole. The equanimity they sought was a living entity, responsive to the shifts and changes within the grove. It was a mindful balance, a dance with the forces of nature and the human heart. As the day gave way to night, and the stars emerged to cast their soft glow over the grove, Jamie and Serafina took a moment to reflect on the journey that had brought them here. They saw in the grove not just a sanctuary of magic, but a reflection of life's enduring quest for meaning and connection. Together, they looked toward the future, their hearts buoyed by the knowledge that the grove would continue to be a haven of discovery and acceptance. In the quiet of the evening, with the whisper of leaves and the gentle flow of the stream as their backdrop, they reaffirmed their commitment to the grove and its community, ready to face the challenges and joys of the days to come. As the grove returned to autumn's embrace, its ambiance softened with the many shades of gold and amber, marking another cycle of quiet and introspection. The grove had become a sanctuary not just for those seeking transformation, but also for those in search of peace. Its magic, now a subtle whisper among the trees, invited reflection and offered solace, weaving a gentle lullaby that promised rest and rejuvenation for weary souls. Jamie, whose journey had become one with the essence of the grove, moved with a graceful ease, their spirit connected with the quiet strength of the ancient oaks. They had become a guardian of stories, a custodian of dreams, their presence a comforting embrace for all who wandered into the grove. Serafina, the architect of this sanctuary, watched over the grove with a contented gaze. Her magic, once a torrent of transformation, had mellowed into a nurturing flow, enriching the grove with layers of wisdom and compassion. She had witnessed the evolution of the grove from a place of magic to a realm of spiritual communion, her heart full of the quiet joy that comes from seeing a vision realized. One day, as dusk approached and the creatures of the forest, from the smallest beetle to the graceful doe, found their resting places among the ferns and trees, and the community gathered one final time under the canopy of stars. Before heading out into the world as emissaries of peace and authenticity, they shared stories of the seasons past, their voices blending into the night air, creating a song of gratitude and hope. Jamie and Serafina joined the circle, their hearts in harmony with the rhythm of the grove. As they shared their own reflections, a sense of unity enveloped the gathering, a reminder of the bonds forged in the shared light and shadow of their journeys. With the night deepening, Serafina rose, her form silhouetted against the silver glow of the moon. She whispered an incantation, a blessing for the grove and its inhabitants. The words, soft and tender, were a promise of protection, a vow to preserve the equanimity and balance that had been achieved. The magic of her blessing flowed through the grove like a gentle breeze, touching every leaf and stone, every heart and soul. It was a magic of endings and beginnings, of cycles that bring change and renewal. Jamie, standing beside Serafina, felt the peace of the grove envelop them. Together, they looked out at the faces illuminated by the soft lunar light. Each one a story, a journey that had found its way to the grove. And as the gathering dispersed, the grove grew very quiet. The only sounds the whisper of leaves and the distant call of an owl. Jamie and Serafina, their tasks complete, found a spot near the stream where the water murmured lullabies of ancient magic. There, under the canopy of the night sky, they lay down, the earth beneath them a cradle of moss and soft grass. The stars above blinked in quiet conversation, and the grove, now a gentle realm of dreams and whispered promises, settled into a deep, peaceful slumber. Jamie and Serafina, their spirits intertwined with the essence of this magical place, drifted into sleep, their dreams a continuation of the grove's legacy, a legacy of transformation, understanding, and everlasting peace. Under the watchful gaze of the moon and stars, the world found a moment of perfect stillness, a tranquil resonance that spoke of the enduring beauty of the human spirit. And in this serene, enchanted place, where magic and nature danced in quiet harmony, all was at rest, cradled in the timeless, tranquil slumber of the enchanted grove. Good night.